Minnesota State Patrol troopers used long-range acoustic devices, known as LRAD, against peaceful protesters in Minneapolis. Video posted online shows demonstrators standing in front of a line of federal agents. A voice on a megaphone declares, "Troopers are using a long-range acoustic device, LRAD." Then they count, 1, 2, 3. As the countdown ends, the protesters retreat across the street. Ed Krasenstein, a political commentator, warned that exposure to these close-range sonic weapons can cause permanent hearing loss, vertigo, migraines, nausea, even ruptured eardrums. One witness wrote, "This is what an authoritarian police state looks like. Federal agents deploying sonic weapons that can cause permanent hearing loss and other lifelong injuries against peaceful American citizens, exercising their First Amendment rights. Disgraceful, un-American, dangerous." Another person accused authorities of itching to roll out sonic weapons, claiming they had bragged about using LRAD in Venezuela, and now, it's being pointed at protesters here. A third observer noted that ICE, in multiple videos, doesn't appear to be focusing on immigration at all. They walk up to women sitting in their cars. They shove them down. They position themselves where protests are taking place. Obama's ICE worked. Trump's is performative. The tension mounted following the fatal shooting of Alex Pretty, an ICU nurse, by a Border Patrol agent over the weekend. Trump administration officials used combat language to describe him. White House Chief of Staff Stephen Miller called Pretty a domestic terrorist who tried to assassinate law enforcement. Homeland Security Secretary Christine Ohm echoed the same, calling it the definition of domestic terrorism. But at Monday's press briefing, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt refused to repeat those words. "I have not heard the president characterize Mr. Pretty in that way," she said. "He wants to let the facts and the investigation lead itself." Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche also tried to walk back the rhetoric. "I don't think anybody believes this matches the legal definition of domestic terrorism," he said. Pretty's parents accused the administration of spreading sickening lies. In the wake of the shooting, Trump replaced Border Patrol Commander Greg Bovino with White House Border Czar Tom Herman to oversee operations in Minnesota. Christine Ohm is leading the Twin Cities to shift focus to the southern border. The unrest continues, and the streets of Minneapolis remain tense.